Joining us now on the Shell Penzo Performance Line, ESPN Rams reporter Lindsay Theory. Lindsay, I guess, you know, we'd heard rumors about this, but it felt like all along they might find some sort of trade partner. Instead, they just eat $20 million in cap space. He walks away with $7 million plus, and they save themselves some money with the deal. But are you surprised that it ended up ending this way?
Hey, Sarah. You know, it's funny because I had been hearing really since the end of the season that the Rams just wanted to part ways with Todd Gurley, and yet it's still surprising when it's all said and done that this is what it came down to, that a guy who less than 2 years ago they were so proud to make the highest paid running back in NFL history, and now here we are, Todd Gurley's no longer a Ram. So even though you kind of hear these things and you anticipate that something might happen, when it actually does go through, it is still a bit shocking.
Yeah, and Lindsay, it became a three-prong attack, that running back position in 2019 behind Gurley. It was also Malcolm Brown and Darrell Henderson. You know, Gurley finished with those 850 yards, and now he's gone. Do they feature one of those other guys, or what's the next move for that backfield?
Well, it's going to be really interesting because I know Darrell Henderson came in as a player that Sean McVay was really excited about. They never really got to see what Henderson was fully capable of because of a few different injuries that he suffered, and then obviously things just got a little interesting or almost just kind of weird is actually the best way to describe it with Gurley and his usage. As they realized the more touches that Todd received, the likelihood of them winning seemed to go up. But as far as going back to Henderson, you know, I think they would want to going forward feature him more, but I'm just not certain that the Rams have a guy right now who's ready to be kind of that every down back like Todd was.
Yeah, so I'm curious, and you mentioned the sort of weird usage last year of Todd Gurley. There were stretches where we hardly saw him, and then there was an acknowledgement by McVay, you know, when he started to use him more and saw good effects from that, like, oh, I was just being a moron, I didn't play him enough. It felt like behind the scenes there were directives not to overuse him. In the end, it seemed to me when they decided to let him run, he was pretty effective. And that's why I'm surprised by this being the ending that it was worth them for them enough to get rid of him when they were able to use him effectively when they actually let him run.
Yeah, that's the thing is Todd never appeared to be the same back that he was in 2017 or 2018. Like, he wasn't breaking through that third level. He wasn't hurdling anybody, but he was still a good running back when you gave him the football, a dependable back. And as you saw through a stretch there, the more touches he got, the Rams were winning, but then all of a sudden towards the end of the season again, they stopped giving him the football, and things kind of went from there as the Rams missed the playoffs. But it just remains kind of it's a very muddy situation because nobody ever really kind of was clear on what was going on with Todd's knee. They continued to say his knee was fine, and yet it just really made no sense as to why he wasn't getting the run that he had received over the previous seasons.
And look, Lindsay, it's easy to be critical of this Rams team right now with the guaranteed money that they invested in Jared Goff, their quarterback, who we still aren't quite sure who he is, and now Todd Gurley, who's been released. It's put them in position to have to say goodbye to a lot of big names and let guys walk in this offseason. And you even look at guys like Jalen Ramsey moving forward, who becomes a free agent after next season. How critical or how fair is it to be critical of the guaranteed contracts once your quarterback and running back?
Yeah, it's very fair. And don't forget the contract that also went to Brandon Cooks right now. That's not looking like a very good deal, just given the fact that Cooks has been injured and he hasn't really performed like a number one receiver, despite a 5-year, $81 million deal. So it's fair to be critical. And here's the thing is that the Rams also have Aaron Donald, who, you know, that's the one contract where you look and Aaron Donald's been arguably one of the best players in the NFL in the league's history. And now he's on social media tweeting mad emoji faces. He was upset after Dante Fowler, Corey Littleton, and Michael Brockers, who he was so close with, all left in free agency. And then today, following the news that Todd Gurley was released, you know, he shared a bright red angry face. So they have a few different things to navigate going forward.
Talking to Lindsay Theory, our ESPN Rams reporter here on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornett with you on this Thursday. Yeah, Lindsay, I'm just curious. This was a cautionary tale for other teams. This season, we were using the Rams to say, look, you can sign up a bunch of big name players. You can give the guys that you want to hang on to a ton of money, but then things might fall apart around them. One thing was the offensive line. They had experienced unprecedented health two seasons ago. And that's a big effect on Gurley as well, is that offensive line that struggled all of this year to stay healthy. How do they recover from perhaps some of those contract mistakes that they made? Or how do they find ways to fill in the spaces of the people that they're now having to cut because they invested too much money in them?
Yeah, Sarah, that's a really great question, because when you look at their future, I mean, the Rams have spent the last couple of years, or like last 20 months or so, trading for big names and acquiring a lot of these guys through trading draft picks. So even with Jalen Ramsey, they traded two first-round picks. So when you go to look at how are they going to find their future left tackle, they're going to have to be really savvy in the second round or somehow find a way to package the trade to get in the left tackle. But, you know, as the Rams general manager, Les Snead, even said at the end of the season that you just don't find left tackles floating around in free agency. They were lucky when they got Whitworth. So it really, that's the biggest question moving forward, is how do they kind of field a really competitive roster, given the fact that they don't have any first-round draft picks. And, I mean, they're clearing salary cap space, but that doesn't mean that they're going to be in a great situation given the dead money hits, and as well as those contracts for Goff and Cooks and Donald.
Which is wild, because as you think about it, oh, by the way, the new stadium opens this season for these Los Angeles Rams.
Congratulations.
There's a lot of juice behind this. Do you see them doing anything crazy to kind of shift momentum, tilt it back into reason for optimism going into this year, or there's nothing really on the radar in that regard?
You know, nothing on the radar, but that's not to say that they won't do something. I mean, I know they shocked all of us 2 years ago when they traded for Marcus Peters, they traded for Akeem Tlaib, they went out and they signed Ndamukong Suh in free agency. So I put nothing past the Rams as far as making moves that raise eyebrows. But like you said, that stadium's opening, and Todd Gurley has been the headline of this organization for the last 5 years, and they're about to roll out new branding, new uniforms, new logos and everything, and it's just the guy you pictured in all of that gear, the guy that you pictured leading the Rams onto their new stadium field is not going to be here.